almost 25,000 Republican primary voters picked Rich Nordstrom to be a delegate for Donald Trump. He's the mayor of Galva, Illinois, a town of about 3,000 people, about 3 hours west of Chicago.
We're situated between Moline, Illinois, and Peoria, Illinois.
And Nordstrom is enthusiastic about Trump, but he's not so enthusiastic about going to the Republican National Convention next week. He's supposed to cast a vote to officially name Donald Trump as the Republican presidential nominee, and that means spending the week in Cleveland.
I have not made a commitment to go. I would like to go. Well, there's a lot of considerations. You know, the two main considerations are time and money.
Delegates have to pay their own way to the convention, and Nordstrom says he didn't get in on the hotel the Illinois delegation is staying at earlier, thinking $325 per night was too much. Now, he's finding prices are closer to $500 a night. He says he was naive to wait. So now, he's waiting even longer to make his decision. He's going to see how he feels about it on Sunday, the day before the convention starts, keeping his eye on places on Airbnb that he can share with someone else.
But more shared rooms, you know, for like, you know, $60, $80 a night. I don't think I'm kind of the shared room kind of guy.
But there is another reason Nordstrom is not that enthusiastic about going, besides the prospects of sharing a room. A lot of his own fellow Illinois Republicans will not be there. Governor Bruce Rauner, Senator Mark Kirk, a few congressmen. Some of those top-ranking Illinois Republicans have been vocal in saying they won't endorse Trump and they're skipping the convention.
Now that we, you know, finally have a Republican governor after years of not having one, then basically kind of blowing off the convention, I thought it was kind of a letdown, slap in the face.
I just don't like what I see. What I see is a delegation that's ready to go to Cleveland and undermine a process, at least so far as the Illinois delegation is concerned.
Anthony Anderson is another Trump delegate from Joliet. He says, hands down, he is not going to the convention out of protest of the Illinois State Republican Party not supporting Trump.
There's absolutely no room for me to change my mind, for the simple fact I've thought about this long and hard.
Anderson says the state's Republican Party hasn't lifted a finger for Donald Trump, and he doesn't like how the former chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, Pat Brady, has said he won't ever support Trump.
A former party chairman is going to go to Cleveland, Ohio, and do everything he can to undermine the whole process and make the Illinois delegation look bad. And so it really will make the Illinois delegation look bad and tattered.
I'm not going to undermine the candidates yet, but I've been a Republican for 45 years. I'm going to try to help the party, and I think Donald Trump is going to be a train wreck for the Republican Party.
That is Pat Brady, the former chairman of the state Republican Party and a never Trump. He is going to the convention because he won election to be a delegate for John Kasich, which is who he's voting for. And Brady says he's not happy to hear Trump delegates are skipping the convention. But he doesn't exactly seem sad either.
You know, if 10% of the delegates don't show up or don't get viable replacements or valid replacements, I think his nomination could be in jeopardy.
I would think that that's pretty unlikely.
John Fogerty is the attorney for the Illinois Republican Party. And Fogerty says the party already knows at least 5 delegates are not attending, and there could be more. A party spokesman says things are still in flux. They're trying to find replacements. Fogerty says when Trump delegates fail to show up in Cleveland, the odds for people like Pat Brady to prevent Trump from becoming the nominee are better, but he says they're still very, very long. I'm Tony Arnold.